When I was 12, my cat, Smokey, died. She was a black Persian, and I loved her dearly. And so that night, when I went to bed, I cried long and loud. And my mother came down the hall to get me. My father was out of town at the time, and so I went back and climbed in bed next to Mom and hugged on to her. And I remember that evening, we were looking out her window. There was a big, bright, full moon. It's absolutely stunning. And so she was comforting me, and after a while, she started talking about the moon. And she said, "Isn't it just so amazing that astronauts have actually walked on the moon?" Well, I knew she was doing that to take my mind off of Smokey having passed away. But I felt so grateful that she was doing it. And I remember to this day, indeed to this very moment, what I felt that night, which is I wanted to tell my mother so much that I loved her. I was just feeling it so strongly. And I had never told her that before. And I kept thinking, tell her, tell her. But for some reason, the words wouldn't come out. They just kind of got stuck in my throat. Well, later in life, I very freely and frequently told my mother how much I loved her, but not that night. Well, you can probably think of times in your own life when you've wanted to say something or you felt that you should say something, and yet the words just wouldn't come out. They were stuck inside of you for some reason. And later when you walked away, you said to yourself, "Darn, I should have said something." Well, what keeps us from speaking up at such times? Well, the simple answer is fear, right? Fear of being vulnerable, fear of being rejected perhaps, fear of looking foolish, fear of the response that we'll get. And the one sure way to overcome fear is with a little courage. Courage. Well, the other night, Richard and I were watching a great film. It's called We Bought a Zoo. Has anybody seen that film? It's really good. We Bought a Zoo. We Bought a Zoo. And Matt Damon is in the lead role, and he stars as a newly widowed father who goes out and buys a home for his family that just happens to come with a zoo. And so it's actually a really sweet film. And there's at one point a very poignant scene where he is talking to his lovesick teenage son. And he shares with him some beautiful wisdom. And so I'd like to show that clip for you. And then we'll follow it with a clip that of what happens a little bit later on in the movie.
What happened with you and Lily?
I don't know. I guess I didn't listen to something she told me or something. I mean, I liked her. It's like you embarrass yourself if you say something, and you embarrass yourself if you don't.
You know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
That's to say that I missed you like crazy a lot. A lot. Plus, I wasn't named after Bob Dylan. I was named after a dog named Dylan.
I don't even care. Who cares? Sorry about the rain.
No, I love it. I love your hair. I love your shine, Lily. I love you.
Of course, a courageous conversation isn't always about saying, I love you. It may mean bringing up a difficult subject. It could mean having an end-of-life conversation with a parent. Perhaps it means clearing up a misunderstanding with a family member or a friend. Maybe it means saying you're sorry. Or it could mean expressing forgiveness or expressing gratitude. You know, we overlook how much of a difference it can make when we simply tell someone how much we appreciate them. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today and sharing your light with us. It makes such a difference in my life and in all of our lives. Simple, simple gratitude. Or perhaps we need to speak up to set our boundaries. Or to share, to honestly share who we are. Whatever it is that we're needing to say, we can be sure it's something that we must say if it won't let go of us, right? It keeps coming up over and over again, that this is something that needs to be shared, or we can't be at peace. And the reason we can't be at peace until it's shared is because as we're holding it back, we're holding back God. We're holding back the full expression of the Christ that we are. Our fullness, our wholeness, our truth. And so we can't feel at peace until we've let that out. And it also helps to know that we are, by not speaking our truth, we are robbing people of the opportunity to know who we truly are. You know, a lot of times we talk ourselves out of saying what we need to say because we think it will risk the relationship. But in truth, when we share honestly from the heart, we're creating the opportunity to deepen the relationship. We may be fearful that if we speak up, we're going to upset the other person in some way with what we're talking about. But in fact, we may be bringing them great relief. We may even be setting them free. Well, 2 years ago, just before my mother passed away, she had taken a terrible fall in her bathroom and hit her head really hard on the tile floor, and she had major brain hemorrhaging. And so for a while, they put her in a rehab facility so that she could regain her ability to speak and to function. And after a few days in that rehab facility, unfortunately, her 92-year-old husband, Scotty, passed away at home. He actually thought that my mother had already died. He was confused, and he passed away. But anyway, no one told my mom. Oh, we mustn't tell her. It will upset her. And my sister said she was afraid to let mom know because then she wouldn't try as hard to get better. She wouldn't rally herself to live. And I had a very different point of view. My view was that mom deserved to know. And how awful would it be if she rallied herself to get better and even rushed her healing so that she could get home to take care of her husband? And then he wasn't there. And so I decided that I would tell mom. I didn't tell people I was going to tell mom, my sister. And I just waited for the right opportunity. It took a couple of days for me to muster the courage and to sort of figure out how and when I would do this. And so the afternoon came. The nurses were out of the room, my sister wasn't there, my stepsister wasn't there, it was just me and mom. And so I walked over to her bed and I said, Mom, I just want you to know that everybody in the family is all right. Every one of us, we're doing great. We are all doing well, and we will continue to do well. So, Mom, it's okay to let go. It's okay to go, Mom. And then I said, and when you do, Scotty is waiting for you on the other side. My mom's eyes flew open. She looked right at me, and I knew in that moment that she knew exactly what I was telling her, and I didn't need to say anything else. Well, about 3 days later, my mom passed away peacefully in her sleep. She had always said that she didn't want to live without Scotty, and Scotty said he didn't want to live without her. And by golly, in almost that Thelma and Louise way, they moved on. But you know, when we share what we need to share, there's a great feeling of being unburdened, right? Of letting it flow. And so we, as a consequence, we feel freer and lighter. We feel more whole, more at peace. And so often, so does the other person. You know, I think on some level, they know if we're holding something back. Well, I share this today, this topic today, because I, like a lot of people, I was affected by this recent scare in Hawaii. So, you know, the false alert that a ballistic missile was about to hit the islands. People thought that they had less than an hour to live. And later they told the most gripping stories. I don't know if you read any of them, but they just told the most poignant stories of saying goodbye to their loved ones and figuring out in those last, possibly those last few moments on planet Earth, what was really important, what they should say, what they should do. And it reminded me of 9/11, when the people who were trapped in the upper floors were frantically calling their loved ones to tell them that they loved them. So there's a real lesson for us in crises like these. It's the importance of now. It's the importance of saying what we need to say now. And if we find our courage starting to wane, we can even ask ourselves the question, what if this was the only chance I had to tell them? Carpe diem. Seize the day. You know, the world is crying out right now for more compassion, more connection, more reconciliation. We can be the emissaries of that light and love and authenticity. And we can do it when we're together like this. We can do it when we're home, in our social lives, and even in the workplace. So I recently had the opportunity to meet a CEO of a company called Initiative One. It's a leadership development company. The CEO's name is Fred Johnson. And his whole thing, his whole idea is about the importance of what he calls being-based leadership. Being-based leadership, coming from being rather than doing. And he says that the leader must be brave enough to address the under-the-table issues. The under-the-table issues are the issues that nobody talks about in the regular meetings at work, in the staff meetings or the one-on-one meetings. But they have plenty to say at the water cooler and out in the parking lot and at home when they vent to their family, right? And the family and friends. So what he says is that until you address the issues that are under the table, you cannot achieve the goals that are on the table. It's very wise, and it's wise in our daily lives as well, right? We can't really soar until we set ourselves free from what's holding us down. And when we do this, no matter what context, no matter what the conversation is about, we really are living into our Christ selves. We are answering the call to be forthright and vulnerable and brave. You know, it really is that pull into the fuller expression of who we are. And this is exactly what Jesus did, is it not? I mean, truly, when you think of him, do you not think of him as sort of epitomizing integrity and courage? Speaking his truth and doing so with love and compassion and understanding, but nevertheless standing in his truth no matter what the consequences. We can do that. And I would bet each and every one of you has done that. You can probably call to mind a time when you had your 20 seconds of courage to say something that you needed to say, and it made a big difference. It may have entirely shifted a relationship. So the question for us to ask ourselves today is, where do I need 20 seconds of courage right now? You know, what am I holding back that needs to be expressed for my own liberation as well as others around me? And if you decide that this is the time, and I hope that you will, to stand in your truth and say what needs to be said, here are a few suggestions for you to keep in mind. The first one is, before you even begin the conversation, get yourself aligned and attuned to spirit. This conversation you're going to have is not coming from ego. This is not your opportunity to blame or attack or be right or any of that stuff. This is your greatest truth coming from your heart. And if you speak from your heart, others will hear it that way. And secondly, when you begin the conversation, speak to other people, speak to the other person as you would wish to be spoken to, with the same sincerity, the same honesty, the same love that you would want expressed towards you. Third, be willing to share your own fears and vulnerabilities and shortcomings. Hey, we're all human here. It's okay to even go into the conversation saying, I'm really nervous about bringing this up, or feel really awkward telling you about what's in my heart. It's okay. Create that place of authenticity and sincerity. And then, as you're having the conversation, show extreme respect and consideration of the other individual. You know, each and every one of us is doing our best out here in life, trying to make it, trying to figure things out. Appreciate that about this other person who's on their spiritual journey as well, and let that be reflected in your manner and in your words. And finally, say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. And you know, sometimes, maybe it's just me, but sometimes when it's been something difficult to say, and I wish I'd done this the night I was cuddled up next to my mom, you just have to force yourself to say the words. You just have to, like, just force them to come out of your mouth. And I found that once I get the first words out, it really isn't so difficult after all. And a lot of the stories I made up about how hard this was going to be, all the drama I created in my mind, that once I just started speaking from my heart, it really wasn't so difficult after all. So recently I had an experience where I sort of forced myself to say something, and I'll close with this story. So a couple of months ago, I went down to visit my aunt, my ailing and aging aunt down in Florida. She's a lifelong alcoholic. She has diabetes. Now she is on dialysis. She has really lived it up, let's say, and now is in a way paying the price. She is twice widowed. She has no children. And because of all her illness, this tall, formerly sturdy woman is now sort of shrunken and not a whole lot more than skin and bones. Well, she's never been one to share emotions, vulnerability. No, 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 not going there. She kind of is like a crusty New Yorker, if you'll pardon the expression, but you know, she doesn't have any interest in religion, never talked to her about any of that, because I just always assumed she was an atheist. But when I went down to visit her a couple months ago, and I saw her in her current state, I felt this huge desire in me to connect with her on a deeper level, you know, to take the risk. And I thought about how frightened and lonely she must be. I thought about what that would be like to go through dialysis 3 times a week and think, is this how my life is going to be now? And I thought how scary death would seem if I didn't believe in an afterlife, if I didn't believe in eternal life and a greater reality beyond this one. And I thought, I just want to somehow connect with her. Well, there were other people in the room that day, so I did not, other than just asking how was she doing really, But when I got home, I couldn't stop thinking about it. It wouldn't let me go. So I called her up, and we caught up a little bit on sort of small talk, and then I said, "You know, Auntie, I know that you're not really a religious person, but I just want to say, if you ever want me to pray with you, I would be happy to do that." And to my great surprise, she said, "I would love that." And so I did. I prayed with her right then, and in my prayer, I was able to express all the things that I was feeling. I told her how much I love her and her family and friends. I told her that even though she feels alone, that she really isn't alone, that the spirit of her deceased loved ones is with her still, that their love is a gift that they've given her that's with her always. And I blessed and appreciated the medical team, and I affirmed her body's positive response to the treatments. And at the end, I said, "I love you, Auntie." And then I said, "Thank you, God. Amen." And she said, "Thank you, God." Where do you need to find 20 seconds of courage? I promise you, something great will come of it. Let's prepare now for our meditation. I invite you to close your eyes, get comfortable in your seat. Let's take a deep breath in. Release and let it go. And one more time, a deep breath in. And let it go. Allow yourself to feel the grace of God upon you in this moment. Appreciating the love that is surrounding you at all times. The love that is within you, the love that is you. Breathe into your own heart, that sanctuary within you, that place of peace. I invite you in that sacred energy to bring into your heart and mind someone with whom you want or need to have a courageous conversation. Hold them in your mind's eye as the expression of God that they are. And appreciate this opportunity to go a little deeper in your connection with them. I invite you to breathe into your heart space. Know that God is right there. You have all of the strength and clarity you need to say what you need to say. Connect with that spirit in you and see how you are guided in the silence. this sacred energy, we feel a quickening within us of the Christ Spirit. We feel a sense of being bolstered and strengthened, and really letting in the truth that all the universe is pulling for us, that all is working in our favor to be the highest expression of spirit that we can possibly be in this world. And for the opening of the way and the flow of words in and through us and the joy of being who we are, we're so grateful. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.